That's the Steve Gadd Band from the new Gadditude CD featuring Larry Goldings with the keys, Michael Landau on the guitar, Walt Fowler on the trumpet, and Jimmy Johnson with bass plus Steve Gadd on the drums. They're doing a Keith Jarrett tune titled Country. That's the Steve Gadd Band to get us started for the hour. And a good Saturday evening to you. Keith Palmer in for the next nearly 2 hours till you hear a Jazz with Bob Parlocha at 9 o'clock. Got plenty of good jazz to send your way before 9, including a couple of artists you often see live here in the Nashville area, Monica Ramey and Liz Johnson. We'll hear from them after 8 o'clock. Coming up this hour, though, some good new music by Andy Bay and also the late George Duke. In just a minute, as we said, Andy Bay right now, though, Paquito de Rivera playing clarinet on the title track from his new album, Song for Mara. Paquito de Rivera with the Brazilian group Trio Cornet on WMOT. Thank you.
Love and learn. Love and learn. It's a breeze, then a burn. You retreat, then return. You may have climbed the tree of knowledge, but when you love, it's the be and end all, then it's not. It's a dream, it's a plot. It's something out of seventh heaven, oh, something misbegotten. Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this, the state of bliss. Is somewhat overdone. Love and learn, weep and sing. Till the final day of reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned a thing. You haven't learned one thing.
An Affair to Remember, played by the Jamie Symonds Sextet from the 2007 release, Gold Refined in the Fire. That's one you've heard a lot over the past few years here on WMOT. Jamie Symonds. Andy Bay just before that with Dissertation on the State of Bliss. Andy Bay, that's from his recent release, The World According to Andy Bay. And we started the set with Paquito de Rivera. Keith Palmer back with you on a Saturday evening. And if you're looking for some good jazz, live jazz in the Nashville area tomorrow, be sure to check out Jazz on the Cumberland with the Connie Florence Band. That'll be tomorrow, again, downtown Nashville at Cumberland Park Amphitheater. That'll be a good show. Sunday, Jazz on the Cumberland in downtown Nashville. Be sure and check that out. Now, this next set includes trumpeter Terrence Blanchard as we go back to 2007 and one from Terrence Blanchard's quintet from A Tale of God's Will. Right now, though, it's a good one from the late, great George Duke. And this is an original from the brand new CD called Dreamweaver. George Duke teaming up again here with Stanley Clark with the upright bass. George on all the keyboards. Of course, this is George Duke with Dreamweaver. The Uptown String Quartet of 1992 playing Moose the Mooch here on WMOT 89.5 Middle Tennessee Public Radio. Also in that set, Terrence Blanchard from 2007 and one from the new release from George Duke. That's how we started the set, Dreamweaver, from the late George Duke. Stones of Orion is what we heard to start the set. About 10 minutes away from the top of the hour, and one last check-in for NPR News at the top, so be sure and stay with us for news, then much more jazz following. We'll get there with Pat Martino in just a few minutes from 1967. Right now, though, it's Chris West, saxophonist Chris West, from his 2006 Jazzmanic CD with an original piece titled Black and White. It's Chris playing all the reeds, flute, and keyboards. Chris West on WMOT.
Thank you. Thank you.